This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. This month, artists with disabilities are showcasing their talents in theater, music, and visual art. The festival, called A Series of Fortunate Events, is hosted at venues throughout Raleigh by the not-for-profit Arts Access. It's also a platform for artists to advocate for their place in the arts economy and to take back their own narratives, a narrative that is often played on screen by able-bodied actors who win accolades for their brave, transformative performances of disabled characters. You think about actor Eddie Redmayne's Golden Globe performance and Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything.
So what next?
Prove it. Prove with a single equation that time had a beginning. Wouldn't that be nice, Professor? The one simple, elegant equation to explain everything.
Yes, it would. It would indeed.
Thank you.
There we go. Eddie Redmayne as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Well, joining me to talk about the festival is Betsy Ludwig, Executive Director of Arts Access. Betsy, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. We're happy to be here.
Also with us, Douglas Kapp, an actor and a stand-up comedian with a visual impairment. He is showcasing his work at the festival. Hello, Doug.
Hi.
Good to have you here as well. Well, Betsy, tell me about Arts Access and the kind of work you do for artists.
Arts Access has been around for 34 years. The festival is part of our celebrating our long history doing this work. And so we work to make the arts, all arts, theater, music, performing arts, visual arts, accessible to people with disabilities. And we don't limit that to any one disability group or any one age. It's a big mission. But the way we do it is to focus on making what's out there accessible. So theater, galleries, compliance with the ADA, but going beyond that, being welcoming and friendly and thinking on how to include all abilities in their content.
Tell us about this showcase and what you hope to accomplish.
So this is our second year, Series of Fortunate Events. The name kind of indicates we don't view disability as unfortunate. We're really showcasing the gifts and talents of people, and it's over 40 actors and performers and artists with disabilities in the series. So we think that's a pretty unique thing for North Carolina and very proud of the work.
Well, Doug Kapp, let's talk about your experience in the acting world. Some assumptions people have made about your abilities or disabilities. I would call it a visual impairment. If you have a better way to put it, I'll certainly defer.
Sure, that's perfect. I have most often sensed people reticent to bring me on board because they don't know if I can handle the physical demands of the part. And most of the time, it's my job to try and convince them otherwise. And I hope artistic directors will keep that in mind as they're going through a list of actors. And if they see a disability, how can they reimagine that?
You would have to make adjustments, though, on stage, do you? Or
yes.
How do you adjust on stage? Because it clearly, you know, blocking and all of that is important.
Right. I have had a wonderful experience with about three or four theater companies in the Raleigh area where they're very good about getting me on with another actor and then also getting me back off again. That's usually the hardest exit. In my early days, I used to have people backstage taking wagers as to whether I would plow into the props table or not.
Okay. Well, so what form does that take? You go to an audition. I mean, tell me how that plays out for you and what you're seeing in the response to your audition, for instance.
When I walk in, I do come in with my mobility cane, but I usually set that down and step out so that it's just me out there. And I hope that will get across to them that I'm able to manage the space well. I usually don't get any direct comments about the vision because, let's face it, they want to see if I can handle the part or if I'm right for the part.
Have you heard comments or kind of what is the response? And well, have you been denied a part because of that?
I was hired for a part a few years back, and he knew of my issue, but when I got there, he immediately took away the big part because, again, the physical demands, and I tried to talk him into reconsidering the way he would stage it. And he said it just wasn't going to be possible. Also, in a college setting, I did not get cast for about the first two seasons. And I heard on the grapevine that, well, he's a pretty decent actor, but he's got this vision thing.
What do you do? I know you're a stand-up comedian as well, and you use comedy to talk about this, right?
Sure.
Well, talk about that and how the comedy plays a part in this.
Well, one of the ones, what was it? I've actually had people, when I walk into a room, they'll say, oh, I see you brought your golf club. When they see my cane,
mm-hmm. and this is them trying. But forgive me, but this is them trying to sort of play it all off, right? They're trying to play it off,
or sometimes they're just outright clueless. They don't know what
the white cane is.
They
really don't know. Okay,
right? and that one of them even said, "What's your handicap?"
Oh dear.
You is what I would like to say, but I usually bite my tongue. I have people speak loudly and slowly in my general direction, and sales clerks love to say, oh, it's right over there, which could you narrow that down just a little bit? So, oh, and here's one of my favorites in restaurants, when the server will turn to my dinner partner and say, and what will your friend be having? Another waiter.
You're getting a taste of Doug's comedy.
Well, Betsy, let's talk about this, because not only is this can this be difficult, as we can hear from Doug's experience, but people are actually dissuaded from getting into the arts in the first place. They don't get as far as you've gotten, Doug, right?
Well, and I think the arts are, you know, an actor or a musician getting their talents out there, they face a lot of barriers. And then when you throw in disability, it's just another set of challenges. And so I think that's the work of Arts Access, is to try and advocate and reduce those barriers, but also just like Doug's very funny and he's a really gifted actor, but the more we can get him out there or support that work, the easier it's going to be for the next person or that kid in high school or that somebody, you know, that theater director does at one time. They're just going to have opened up their parameters of what an actor or an actress has to look like. So I think that's the cool point of this festival, is to not have a special or separate festival, but just to give people a bigger platform to work in the arts.
Well, I want to bring in another guest into this conversation. Chris Hendricks is a musician and member of the band Castle Wild. They've been on this program before. He has cerebral palsy and is also a mentor with the Artist Link Project at Arts Access. And still with me is Betsy Ludwig, the executive director of Arts Access, and Douglas Kapp, an actor and stand-up comedian with a visual impairment. We talked about that earlier. Taking part in the festival, a series of fortunate events. It runs through May 16th in venues in Raleigh. Chris Hendricks, welcome back. Good
Hi.
To have you.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about this, because you're also familiar with this experience of being talked out of the arts, right?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, as a person with a condition, I've rather enjoyed my slow climb in the industry, because I really appreciate the ability to use my underestimation to my advantage. I used to say in talks, never underestimate the power of being underestimated.
Okay.
And you know, the best thing that we can really do in terms of society is really love them and focus on our craft as artists. Artists are supposed to be great storytellers, and part of being in the arts mean you have to be a good storyteller. And what person who hasn't experienced a condition doesn't have a story to tell? It's such a wonderful aspect of who we are as people. Success is forged in our own path, and I think that's how I've viewed it over the years.
Well, we're talking a little bit about the barriers that others might place in your way, perhaps barriers that you've placed in your own way, given what you've heard along the way. But there's another part of this conversation, which is a little bit about the conversation that began at the top of the show, talking about actors, able-bodied actors, playing the role of disabled characters. How do you feel about that? Should this happen? Should this not happen?
I think it depends on the role, honestly, but I think that obviously, you know, 90% of the time, Hollywood should reach out to the breadth of talent that exists in terms of people having conditions, because oftentimes their wit, their chime, their charm, their mind is, you know, 100% there, especially in terms of the role they play. I have good friends that are tremendously talented with conditions. I've seen a lot of success. Jamie Brewer on American Horror Story. She's also on Broadway, Amy and the Orphans, and she's just crushing it right now. She's one example, but there's so many. So to answer your question, I do take issue with able-bodied individuals playing.
Although that is what actors do, right? They play people who are not them.
Sure, sure, absolutely. But I think that there's a line, and I think that Hollywood oftentimes does turn an eye away from a talent that they know exists because they assume there's a hardship that also doesn't exist. They assume it's going to be a pain for them. And that is just not the case a lot of the time.
Well, Doug, I would think another side of this is whether or not actors or performers with some form of disability or condition could play a role and not have that the centerpiece of the role, right? Is that part of what you're talking about?
Yes. I was just talking to Betsy about this. People get upset when they cast fully abled people. And I said, well, why aren't they getting upset that I've played 100% sighted people for the past 20 years?
Right.
And we also talked about that as well, where it's a part of it, it's a part of your life, but it's not all of you. And so it's just one facet of the bigger picture. And I think that being able to cast someone with that does add that extra element.
Yeah, so it sounds, Betsy, like you're talking about just opening up your thinking entirely, not always necessarily casting a person with the condition in the role of the condition, but just understanding that there's more to all of us, more to all of us than those things.
Well, and when you look at the numbers, I mean, it's 1 in 5 North Carolinians that lives with a disability. This is not a small minority. Uh-huh. And so whether it's a play or a showcase, it's like that's it doesn't have to be about the disability. Doug doesn't go around thinking about being blind all the time. He thinks about his life and, you know, transportation and friendships and all the things he does. It's so when you represent somebody, a character in a play or a movie, it can be a more complex thing than just the disability.
And some of the films, and again, some of the representations we get reflect this kind of sense of otherness that the writers or the producers have when they think about people with disabilities. We have a clip here from a journalist and comedian, Stella Young, who gave a TEDx talk in Sydney. She's now confined to a wheelchair, and she talks about this sense of able-bodied people's vision of who she is.
When I was 15, a member of my local community approached my parents and wanted to nominate me for a community achievement award. And my parents said, that's really nice, but there's kind of one glaring problem with that. She hasn't actually achieved anything. Yeah. And they were right, you know. I went to school, I got good marks, I had a very low-key after-school job in my mum's hairdressing salon, and I spent a lot of time watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Dawson's Creek. Yeah, I know, what a contradiction. But they were right. You know, I wasn't doing anything that was out of the ordinary at all. I wasn't doing anything that could be considered an achievement if you took disability out of the equation.
That's a clip from journalist and comedian Stella Young speaking at a TEDx talk in Sydney. I'm talking to Betsy Ludwig, Executive Director of Arts Access, Chris Hendricks, a musician and mentor with ArtsLink Project at Arts Access, and Douglas Kapp, an actor and a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Stella passed away a couple years ago. She's an amazing advocate. And if you get a chance to hear that whole thing, her point is, and she goes on to talk about inspiration porn, the idea that people with disabilities don't want to just be recognized for existing. They want their talents and gifts. And that's what I love about this art series we're doing. We're celebrating the talent, not the fact they get up in the morning and, you know, live their lives.
That and the fact that when it's represented, it's got to be a story about inspiration and not something else. Chris, is that?
Yeah, well, I think that it's oftentimes when people use the term inspiration who are outside of the minority, they mean well. I mean, how could anyone possibly think the word inspiration could mean anything negative. But unfortunately, like when it comes to persons with various conditions, oftentimes when you use inspiration in the same sentence, you're defining the condition as good or bad.
Yeah.
When in fact, it's really just a condition. It's a slice of them, and it helps them share their story. It helps me share my story, but it's not necessary for me to be an artist. I'd like you to appreciate my music first.
Is there something, though, again, if you think about the way drama is created, you're looking for some kind of attention, some sense, a tension. This has inherent drama, so to some degree you can't, you sort of forgive writers for wanting to go there, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I encourage artists who have a condition to share the story of the condition so that they can not only embrace it, but use it to its full effectiveness. And I think that'll help society not necessarily see conditions as a burden, but see them as just this beautiful aspect that it is.
And it's way more interesting when the person living with a disability takes back the narrative, when they're writing about it and acting it versus being talked about. There's a phrase in the disability community, I mean, nothing about us without us. It's, to me, when they get it right is when you're telling the story, or it's coming from you.
It's the only way to get it right.
Yeah.
Let us tell the stories.
It's funny you played that clip. I was walking into a fast food restaurant the other day, and a lady opened the door for me, and she said, "You are so brave." And I was like, that's what I want to be, Sir Douglas the Brave from now on, for being able to walk around and walk indoors.
Well, and the fact that you were even thinking about eating a Big Mac, that to me takes courage. Thank all of you for being on the program. Douglas Kapp, actor and stand-up comedian. Betsy Ludwig is executive director of Arts Access. Chris Hendricks, a musician, member of the band Castle Wild, and a mentor with the Artist Link Project at Arts Access. Thank all of you for being on the program.
Thanks so much.
The festival, a series of fortunate events, runs through May 16th at venues throughout Raleigh. We've got all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.